This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen here with you. Doug back on Thursday morning. He's cruising all around Italy, still having a great time. I'm so happy for him that he's out taking a vacation, like a real vacation.
Like, who would have ever thought?
Like, he doesn't take any equipment with him and everything. So, okay. So while he's away, we're going to have an upbeat, positive hour of news for you here. You ready? We're going to start it out with something really upbeat and positive. Losers of the day. We're sitting there looking through all of these stories that we've got going on today, and we just realized, God, what a loser this person is. What a loser that person is. What a loser. And it's all relevant news stories. So here we go. Each one of us is going to pick a loser of the day, and we're going to go around the room here. So my loser of the day is whoever the guy at the Air Force was who was supposed to put the Texas gunman on the registration list so that he could not buy a gun and did not. This guy was charged and kicked out of the Air Force for abuse of his wife and his child, which would have kept him from buying a gun. But the Air Force never reported the crime to the database, the federal database, that the gun stores then check in the background checks. Therefore, he was able to buy the gun that he used the other day. That is a big-time loser of the day. And somebody should be looking at what got dropped there. Because I don't want to say it's on you. But it's on you, dude.
I mean, and you know,
if we're gonna have laws, right? Yeah.
When obviously this person, you know, didn't mean anything, but can you imagine whoever the person is watching TV, knowing how horrific this is, and then it turns out when they look back through the paper trail that that person X was the one who didn't follow through and didn't, you know, relay this information to the database. And can you imagine?
I can't.
And what's more scary, what's more scary to me is how many other people have also fallen through the cracks. If this is something that is reported by individual people and they just happen to not report this, and like abusing your wife and child seems like a pretty big problem, like a pretty big crime to me. So if that's fallen through the cracks, what else is there?
I think he fractured his infant's skull.
Oh
yeah,
that's
God.
No
that
joke.
Bad. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I know. It's just so sick.
How does a person like that fall through the cracks? I mean, we see this every single time.
Yep.
Every single time we see this, we always go, how did this person fall through the cracks? Whether it's some kind of an immigration issue, whether it's some kind of a mental issue, whether it's some kind of a background crime issue, how does it fall through the cracks? So you've got to think that the Air Force and all of the military right now is having high-level meetings going, all right, what happened here?
How do we prevent this from happening ever again?
Right. What happened here, and how do we fix it?
I mean, we have to ask sort of the inevitable question. Does this give a big, fat, wrongful death case against the Air Force for all these families who've lost their loved ones?
Wow.
I mean,
yes.
What was it? This a very high, 7% of the town was killed, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I mean, it's just, it's horrible to even think that way, but families deserve answers, and they deserve to know why they lost their loved ones. And, I mean, the pastor and his wife weren't there, but their 14-year-old daughter was killed. It's just, it's so It just blows my mind. It really does. I'm so glad there's a new mind blown emoji because, like, that's all I can use right now.
You know, if you're going to have laws, you have to enforce them. There is no if, ands, or buts. Because this is what happens. If you've got a law and you're like, okay, this law was created to keep X from happening, and then you're just like, eh, I'll get to it later. You see what happens. You cannot just enforce laws or casually do the paperwork so that the laws can't be enforced.
Right. And just, you know, I mean, for the actual person whose job it was to note this in a file and then it goes on to another file and, you know, like sort of clerical errors that happen in other types of industries. In this instance, I don't know if there is a second and third level backup. Obviously, if it was, then it's an even bigger epic fail. But if it's just up to one person to make a note after this guy was court-martialed, okay, well, here, this has to get sent to the national database because he's banned from owning a gun legally, then they have to come up with a better system. It can't just be on one person.
Yeah. Yeah.
One person could have had a bad day. They could have, you know, their dog could have died that day, and they just were absent-minded and didn't send something on. But it has to be more than, you know, human error is not okay in situations like this. It just has to be, I'm sure that's what they're meeting about, and I'm sure they're trying to come up with a much better system. But they have a lot of explaining to do in the meantime.
All right, so that's loser of the day, number one. Second
that's
loser.
The biggest loser for sure.
Yeah, it's sad. It's unfortunate. It's horrible. But and ultimately, I feel for the person whose mistake this was.
I do too.
But man, this just shows how important it is for you to do your job, please. Second loser of the day. I do not feel bad for Victoria. Who's your loser of the day?
Correct. Anthony Weiner, fellow New Yorker. He went to prison on Monday, and he of course was convicted for sexting with a 15-year-old, a crime that he called his rock bottom. But he spent his last day of freedom on Sunday, holed up in his Union Square apartment, and he was there with his dad. They spent about 5 hours together ahead of his trip up to Devens, Massachusetts, to the Federal Medical Center, where he is. He has to serve 21 months of a sentence. He is not allowed any type of probation. There is no good behavior. He cannot get out early.
Hey.
The judge insisted on that.
What do you think that conversation was like between him and his dad? Now, son, I know we've talked about sex before, but now I need to talk to you about a different kind of sex.
Yeah. Here's some soap on a rope. Keep it around your wrist so you don't drop it. I don't know.
Goodness.
I mean, but the interesting thing to me about this story is this is a former Army base that's about 40 miles northwest. Wow, I really sounded Boston there, right? Northwest of Boston. And it's just one of two different sites that offers residential treatment for sex offenders. So to me, this makes a lot of sense. This isn't just putting him in like Gen Pop and, you know, and letting his actual addiction and his mental problems fester, and then it's never dealt with. He is actually going to be in treatment and in therapy 5 days a week in this common housing unit with other sex offenders and other white collar criminals.
Let me get this straight. They have a prison where they take all of the sex offenders and put them in one place where they stay together.
I believe if they are nonviolent sex offenders, yes. They're like white-collar people. The other people that he's there with is kind of interesting. Peter Madoff, Bernie's brother. He is a reported cancer survivor, so that's why he's in this medical facility, too. So he and Anthony Weiner will be they'll be in the same facility. So it's a bizarre thing, but, you know, I mean, obviously we don't feel sorry for Anthony Weiner. I do feel sorry for anyone who has an addiction. It is a disease. I get that. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. When this kind of stuff happens, like, you know it's a 15-year-old girl. Like, you know that you're doing something wrong.
Right.
You know?
There's plenty of opportunities for you to indulge your addiction
to
somewhere
check
else.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Exactly. All right. So that's loser of the day number two. Kara, you get to pick loser of the day number three.
This is my favorite guy and the most hilariously bad story of the week. And I feel so bad for Rand Paul because I can't help but laugh at the whole thing. But Rene Boucher, whose attorney, so he's the guy who tackled Rand Paul and somehow managed to crack five of his ribs and do some other damage at the same time. His attorney's now coming out and saying, hey guys, this was not a political dispute. Even though Rand Paul is on the right and this guy was on the left, they weren't disputing about political stuff. they were mad about landscaping. Which is so, I don't know. I live in an apartment, so I don't do much of my own landscaping. I don't know about you, Rich, because you're in a house. But apparently, I guess they must have some ongoing dispute. A neighbor who will not be named said that she didn't witness the whole thing go down, but that over the last few years, they've had lots of different disputes about whose leaves are on whose yard and who's, you know, where they're sticking the grass clippings after they cut the grass. And Rand Paul was cutting the grass when this happened. So I guess something, I don't know, the grass clippings were going too far over the neighbor's fence or something. So he jumps the fence and comes over and tackles him. And
with headphones on. Rand Paul had headphones on and his back to him.
We were trying to figure out if that's how it ended up happening, because he had headphones in, so he didn't hear anything. So his whole body, he didn't expect it to happen. And then he got pushed into maybe the handle of the lawnmower, and that's what cracked the ribs. I don't know, but has any neighbor ever jumped your fence, Rich?
Both of my neighbors on both sides of me, we all have, because our house is back up to the park, so we get a lot of leaves. And the ongoing joke is, hey, I'm getting ready to blow my leaves into your yard.
Watch out now.
Here it comes, and he's like, cool, tomorrow I'm going to blow them back into yours. And it's just because that's the way it works with leaves. You blow them somewhere, and then they end up being blown somewhere else. So, yeah, I could see this definitely being a thing.
Yeah, my parents, so they have four huge trees in their backyard, but all four of them are on one side of the yard. And so, you know, the tops of the trees, the bottoms of them are all in my parents' yard, but the top of them go over the neighbor's yard. And so when all the leaves come down, my mom rakes her backyard, but she doesn't really want to go in the neighbor's yard and rake it. And there's no fence between it. And so there's a little animosity there sometimes where the neighbor comes out and rakes, but you can see them giving my parents the stink eye
seething.
The whole time.
Yeah, when are you going to take that tree down?
Oh, my God.
All right, so
the one thing that I think is really weird about this whole story, I mean, the whole thing is kind of weird and comical, but the fact that it's not a political debate in any way.
I mean,
this is grass clippings.
Yeah.
This guy, this Rene Boucher, he is an anesthesiologist. This could literally end his career.
Oh, he's done.
Who wants an anesthesiologist who literally loses his mind and attacks someone over grass clippings? I don't want a hair trigger anesthesiologist.
Here will be the determining factor, whether Rand Paul is the one who says, I want to press charges or not, or whether it's out of Rand Paul's hands and the district attorney says, no, we have to press charges. That'll be the determining factor.
Right, and it's fourth degree assault, which is, you know, very, very, very low down on the, you know, on the totem pole. And I think that Rand Paul, who probably doesn't want to move, and this guy, Boucher, doesn't want to move either, they probably wanted this to just go away, and it's become so public. So it will be interesting to see what happens to that guy's career.
All right, honorary mention for Dirtbags of the Day or Loser of the Day goes to Victoria
Johnny Depp for basically being the new incarnation of Keith Richards wherever he goes.
Right.
He was drunk on the red carpet premiere for the Murder on the Orient Express, the new movie he stars in.
He's a
and his
bag.
Bodyguard was literally holding him up like Weekend at Bernie's style.
Yeah, he's a dirtbag. All right, there it is, 19 past the hour on the DJV show.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Three past the hour on the DJV show with Victoria, Kara, Rich, and Mariah Carey joining us for a minute or so as we give her congratulations, a little pat on the back for being inducted or up for induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, along with NWA and John Mellencamp and some others, Victoria. Now, here's...
That's a mix.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to see NWA and John Mellencamp all accepting their awards next to each other. But here's my thing. I don't know that I was aware that Mariah Carey wrote her own songs. Are you? I mean, obviously, if she's up for Songwriters Hall of Fame, she must have.
Well, here's the thing. And I kind of have beef with this type of thing. Singers like Mariah Carey, and I do believe she has written some of her songs. I think she writes the lyrics. But a lot of these singers, it's written into their deals that they get songwriters credit if they're going to do someone else's song. And so that happens all the time. So I kind of call BS on that a little bit. But it's hard to also know, okay, well, which song did you actually write? Which one did you not?
Yeah, it's always a little icky because she's got co-writer credits for 17 of 18 of her number one, which is great, but, like, co-writing can mean you might have seven other writers, and then you've added, like, three thes into it.
Yeah, I'm calling BS on this. Yeah, this is BS. Total BS.
This is not like a John Mellencamp or, you know, a Jay-Z or Tracy Chapman or anybody else who actually is really sitting there writing their own.
You know, nobody walked in there and to NWA and said, okay, listen, we've written a bunch of songs for you guys.
Change any words you want. Make it a little more your own. But right? Like,
and
that's
obviously
not happening.
Mellencamp is, you know, when he came out, his blend of rock and country and soul was so different. It's obviously his own, so got to give credit. All right, so who else are we singing in this? Oh my goodness. Tracy Chapman.
I can't believe that she is just now being nominated for this.
You know what? She writes a couple of great. She's a great songwriter, but to me, she's like Bob Dylan. Hand your songs to somebody else and let them do them for you. Because I saw her at Live Aid. Talk about boring. Oh my God. Woo!
I actually really like her voice.
I love her voice.
I can't do.
Yeah, but. I mean, I like her voice, but she just,
I
don't know, just.
I mean,
I love her songwriting.
Yeah, I like her as a songwriter. I do like her voice, but I'm not
great
rushing
as a performer
the stage anytime soon.
Yeah. All right. So also we have the Isley Brothers, who are absolute icons in the rock and soul. Chrissy Hynde, Greg Kaw, Alan Jackson, Cool in the Gang. That's awesome. Yep, Chrissy Hynde's making a ton of money off of the Rush Limbaugh intro, so why not? Good for her. Tom Waits and Tom T. Hall. Doug would love that. Oh, yeah, check this out. Alice Cooper.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, look, Alice Cooper's written all of his own music. Tom Waits has written so many hits for that other people have made famous that people don't even realize are actually Tom Waits songs.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Cliff on the reggae
has... the reggae icon, yeah.
He's just a legend, so it's an amazing class. And then it's like, Mariah Carey? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, I kind of put a question mark over her.
Yeah, me too. There's going to be a big old asterisk next to her name, so... All right, so you got six songwriters or songwriting groups will be officially inducted in New York on June 14th. Eligible members can vote for three non-performing songwriters and three performing songwriters until December 17th. Songwriters are eligible for induction after writing hit songs for at least 20 years, so that's what gets you in. Carrie, whose hits include We Belong Together and Hero, released her self-titled album debut in 1990. So, you know, maybe she had something that she was more involved in on that album before she got really big. NWA, which includes Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, and MC Ren and DJ Yella, had massive success 2015 straight out of Compton. So there it is. Congrats, everybody. It's 28 past.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
I'm Nick Miles in Japan this week with the latest automotive news from the 2017 Tokyo Motor Show. What will the next Subaru WRX look like? Subaru introduces a new concept car at this year's show that is expected to morph into the new WRX. The Visiv Performance concept is one of the most aggressive and stylish concepts to date. This four-door sedan with hawk-eyed headlights and angular grille looks to be ready for the rally course without many modifications. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors cares for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Look at that, it's 34 past the hour already. Where's your morning going? Get up, get ready, get out. Let's go, let's go. We got things to do today. Here on
the guy who just arrived.
I was busy before that. I was sitting in traffic. I'm the one, Kara has to drive in. But Kara drives in at 4:30 in the morning, so she doesn't get traffic. I was sitting in traffic.
Yeah, so he's got the bigger problems because he doesn't to drive in at 4:30 in the morning.
Right. Yeah. And you just saunter on into your living room. That's a true commute. Yeah,
I know. Right. It's the best commute I've ever had.
All right. So anyway, it's 34 past the hour. Hope your day's going well so far. Got lots of stuff to do. Let's get into it right now because you know what? Macy's Day Parade is coming up. So Macy's in the news. What's going on with them?
Well, unfortunately, it's really bad news for Macy's and for Nordstrom's.
Uh-oh.
And essentially, Morgan Stanley came out with a report yesterday saying that the sales will just be an absolute decline during the holiday season.
Ooh.
It's going to be a really bad Christmas for Macy's and Nordstrom. They are actually saying that, and of course, Amazon is to blame. Amazon is just getting more and more popular, and they have, with other things they're even adding in now, they're getting more specific as to why Amazon is taking over the retail sector. Alexa and Dash buttons have made Amazon ordering even easier for people. So when you just, you know, tell Alexa what to order for you, you don't even need to do the shopping online yourself anymore. And so things like that have really had an impact. Macy's, their stock is down 48% this year. And it just so happens Amazon stock is up 48% this year. Nordstrom is off by 20% now. Now, last year, Nordstrom had, at the beginning of this year and the end of last year, Nordstrom had a pretty good run with all the political protests. They dumped Ivanka Trump's line, and a lot of, you know, a lot of women started shopping at Nordstrom. There was a big social media boost that they got from it. But now that that's tapered off, that's, you know, no good. So now they say nearly 7,000 stores have closed already this year between Macy's and Nordstrom and other retailers, and they say it's actually beating out the previous record set during the 2008 financial crisis. This is worse, and they say it's going to continue to get worse.
I challenge all of the Ivanka Trump haters to keep Macy's in business. You all should shop there, support that company, because they
dumped
Ivanka
Trump. I don't
know
that Macy's carries Ivanka Trump. I know Lord & Taylor does.
No. I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. They dumped Ivanka Trump for you. It's your job to continue to support them.
Yeah.
Why not?
You mean, oh, Nordstrom. Yeah. That's, I know what you mean. Yeah. I know. It's just, you know, it's sad state of affairs for malls.
Here's the deal. It's our fault. It's your fault. It's my fault. It's all of our faults. We talked about this the other day. We are the ones who support Amazon. We are the ones who like the ease and just how convenient it is just to go on your computer and, okay, the paper towels will be here tomorrow. Good. I don't need to go to the store. It's our fault.
I know what you're saying.
And we all want to be able to go to the mall forever because we like being able to go to the mall and touch it, see it.
But don't you think it's also partially their responsibility? Like,
yes.
I hear stories like this all the time that say, oh, millennials are ruining the paper napkin companies and stuff like that because they don't buy them anymore. But, like, isn't it also a company's responsibility to change their marketing and everything to make people want to go to the
stores? If you don't adjust your business model, look, Papa John's, the CEO, is directly blaming the NFL for lack of Papa John's sales. Okay? That's ridiculous.
No, it's
not. Make better pizza. Make better pizza.
It's not.
But Domino's is up. Domino's is the worst pizza.
Right.
Papa John's is better, but Domino's is up. So obviously Domino's is adjusting to an ever-changing marketplace. And that's what Macy's and all these retail stores, they just didn't do it. They said, oh, we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to worry about it. Well, the Titanic has already hit the iceberg. Now it's too late. They didn't adjust their business model.
You know,
it's not our fault. The technology came along and was better than what Macy's and crowded malls were giving us.
And Walmart and Best Buy and all these other stores, I think Target too, where you can go online, say, okay, here it is. I'll be there in 5 minutes to pick it up. Have it ready for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, seems to be the model that they should have, along with delivery. I mean, every store, if you are a large department store or a large store like a Target or a Walmart or something like that, and you aren't offering delivery, like within 48 hours,
right,
with very liberal return policies, and you're not offering pick it up in 15 minutes, it's already paid for, all I got to do is walk into the service desk and just go, okay, thank you, and I'm out. If you aren't offering, you are definitely behind the times, because that's the only way you're going to be able to keep up with this stuff.
It's true. I know. But there's one exception to this retail story that is very interesting to me. It's IKEA. IKEA has, if you've ever tried to order anything from IKEA online, it will take you, and I'm in New York City, there are IKEAs within 12 miles in every direction, less than that, seven miles.
Right.
And but to have something delivered from IKEA will take you several weeks. And so what we do, and I just did this last week, all right, fine, I'll just drive to Brooklyn. And so IKEA is the only company that has managed to not really give you any efficient delivery, but yet they still are not lagging in sales.
Well, you know why.
People still go there because it's a product you can't get anywhere else.
You're not buying that at Amazon. You're not buying...
Well, Well, the thing is, they are talking about having Amazon take over their shipping for next year, which will be really interesting to see how that goes. But part of IKEA's appeal, even though everyone like loves to make fun of it, it is the actual in-store experience too. And so other stores just didn't keep up, and they didn't make the actual store part of the attraction.
Not me.
And that's what IKEA did.
Not me. I hate going to IKEA.
Everyone does, but everyone hates going to IKEA because you might end up getting a divorce an hour later. But it's still something that people do, it begrudgingly, but they still do it because ultimately seeing those things in person and walking home with them is gratifying. And you can't get that stuff anywhere else, especially for those prices.
Right, right. And that's their key, is that they make something that you can't buy anywhere else.
Right.
So, I don't know.
And unfortunately, Macy's and Nordstrom, you know, you can get all that stuff everywhere else. All those same brands. There's nothing really that's exclusive.
So, how often do you go to the mall?
Never. I'm a New Yorker. We don't even have a mall in New York.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, I go to individual stores like H&M or Forever 21 or, you know, Zara mostly. But, like, my parents have a mall. Yeah. My parents have a mall near them, but I avoid that like the plague.
Yeah, you're irrelevant then.
You
don't feel our pain in the burbs.
I don't, but ask Kara that same question.
The only time I've gone, there's one near my parents that is sadly, like, completely shutting down. There's, like, barely any stores, and the only time I go in there is if I'm visiting my parents and I need to buy a birthday card, or, like, there's a Victoria's Secret there that I will go to occasionally if I have a coupon for it.
So
or like,
Christmas
shopping
year.
Occasionally. But yeah, right. That's the only time. The only other place I go to is like Target.
All right. Well, speaking of shopping, we're going to help you save a little money on insurance. Your car insurance, is it getting out of control? You know, car insurance on the average has gone up 22% since 2011 in some states. We're going to talk about that and figure out a way to save you a little money coming up here on the DJV show. It's 42 past the hour.
It's the Ford year-end sales event.
I can't wait for you to meet my parents.
Yeah, can't wait. Oh, here's a spot.
Can you fit?
Just watch.
I am, and so is my family. Why are you taking your hands off the wheel?
And park.
The Ford Edge, with available enhanced active park assist, makes parallel parking very impressive.
They're gonna love you.
That's Ford, America's best-selling brand, now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash on select Fusion, Focus, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Hurry, offer expires November 30th, 2017.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Driver assist features are supplemental and do not replace driver's attention, judgment, and need to control the vehicle. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
77 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great Gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's 44 past the hour on the DJV show with Kara, Victoria, and Rich in here with you. And we're going to try and save you a little money on your car insurance now. So check this out. And you may know this, when you apply for your car insurance, that most traditional insurers calculate their rates by categorizing drivers into risk pools based on things, their demographics, for example, gender, age, credit score, and these things have nothing to do with how well you drive. So what if there were a company that says, you know what, this isn't fair, and we want to, and with technology nowadays, they can transfer how they charge you based on how you actually drive. And that's what one company is doing. It's Root Insurance Company. We have Alex Tim here, who is the co-founder and CEO of Root Insurance Company, and they're trying to something a little different. I want to see how it can help all of us save a little bit of money. Alex, welcome to the DJV show. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys? I appreciate being on.
Hey, glad to have you. Thanks so much. So, you know, every year we go to our insurance companies and they ask things like, are you 40 or older? Are you a male or a female? What is your credit score? I have no idea what my credit score has to do with anything with regard to. Is that just because they want to know whether I'm going to make the payments or not? Why does credit score even matter when insurance rates?
Well, yeah, so believe it or not, actually credit score is one of the largest drivers at most traditional insurance companies. That's one of the largest drivers of how much you're going to pay for car insurance. And, you know, honestly, it's an archaic model. It's been around for 30-some years, and just no one's really fixed it. So, yeah, you know, part of it is whether or not you're going to make the payment, but believe it or not, they're actually using your credit score to try to figure out if you're a good driver, which, you know, at Root Insurance, we don't think that that's really a good way to figure out whether or not you're a good driver. Unsurprisingly.
Okay, so you guys are trying to shake it up a little bit. What are you going to do to, if I were going to get an estimate from Root Insurance Company on my insurance for next year, how would you guys rate my driving skills and how would you guys determine what I'm going to pay?
Right. So you just go to the App Store, you download an app, and then you drive around with us for about 2 to 3 weeks. And you don't have to commit anything. You don't have to sign up for insurance with us. But we let you know if you're a good driver. And at the end of that period, we'll send you a push notification and say, hey, you know, it looks like you're a courteous driver. You're not tailgating. You're not swerving in and out of traffic. You're not doing those kind of things. Here's a quote for you, and we think we can save you a bunch of money. And if you're not a good driver, we actually don't insure you. So we actually won't insure the worst 30% of drivers. And by doing that, we're actually able to give good drivers a rate that they deserve.
Brilliant. That is awesome. I love it. All right, so you guys are trying to grow and grow, and you're working into Pennsylvania now. And in Pennsylvania, and this is what I was talking about just a minute ago, insurance rates have gone up 22% since 2011. Why is that?
Yeah, so, and in some cities like Pennsylvania, it's gone up even, Philadelphia, it's gone up even further. Yeah. So, really what's driving that is, there's an increase in vehicle technology, and these insurance companies have no idea what it means. And so what they're doing is they're just trying to raise rates to try to keep up, in case, you know, these driverless cars or these new autonomous vehicles are gonna do something nefarious or bad to your rates or cause you to get into accidents. And so, what they're trying to do is just kind of keep up with vehicle technology. Now, that's kind of silly because when we look at it and we've looked at the numbers, a lot of this vehicle technology is actually causing people to crash less, not more. But instead, they're actually charging you more for it.
So, I mean, I kind of see your model as where the future of all things automobile going. I mean, we've got our cell phones with us, and the cars have the ability to talk through the internet back to the factory and tell it that my oil is low and whatnot. Do you see all insurance companies kind of go into this model where they use tech to help us get cheaper rates?
You know, I think they need to be embracing it because, you know, like you said, the rates are out of control. I mean, 22% rate hikes is just insane. And, you know, with this technology, we've proven really can provide somebody with a lot better rates.
All right. Well, you guys are definitely ahead of the. You guys are definitely ahead of the curve. How do we get more information in 10 seconds?
Yeah. So just go to the App Store and search for Root Insurance or go to joinroot.com.
Check it out. Hey, let us know. Tweet us if you go get the app, drive on it in 2 weeks. Let us know what your rates did or what they told you the rates would be because that would be very cool to follow up on. Hey, Alex, thanks so much. It's 50 past on the DJV show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Three past the hour on the DJV show. Time for a movie moment. So Chuck Curry coming up here in just a second. Hey, listen, we're going to be talking about Batman with Chucker and see what's going on in the newest Batman stuff and what happened back in 1989 with Batman, because Chuck always loves to keep us up to date on the superhero movies. But until then, we want to remind you, Victoria and I, to go check out their newest podcast that Victoria and Chuck do every single week on movie news. What are you guys talking about this week, Victoria?
Well, this week it's a surprise, but we love surprises. Yes, we do City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. And we talk about some movie news, and then we do a segment, because we're both City Slickers from New York. We do a segment where we highlight a famous movie filmed in or set in New York, and we give you some behind the scenes trivia and some cool stories that Chuck has, which are hilarious. Chuck's got so many movie stories that are amazing to me. So, right. And then we do all kinds of different topics. Last week on episode 2, we talked about the most likable villains in movies.
Oh, I like that. That's what you give me. Okay. All right, cool. All right, so check it out. It's City Slickers. You can catch it at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And in 60 seconds, we'll see what's going on in movie news with Chuck Curry.
Now. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The feeling of fall is in the air, which means it's time to pay extra attention to your skin. Beauty expert Cheryl Kramer K.
I'm loving Jergens Nourishing Honey, infused with orange blossom essence and honey, which has loads of antioxidants, plus antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties, so it's soothing to the skin. Honey is also a natural humectant, so it pulls water from the air and delivers it to your skin to keep it hydrated and nourished all day long.
Pick it up at Walmart or Target for just $5.99.
Ominous sounding music there. What are we listening to here, Chuck Curry? The Batman theme from what?
1989, Danny Elfman.
Oh, yeah, that definitely sounds like Danny Elfman stuff.
And the reason we're playing that is Danny Elfman did the score to the upcoming movie Justice League, which features Batman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Superman, who have not seen in the trailers, but is going to appear heavily in that movie. But Danny Elfman is going to add his classic Batman theme from 1989 into Justice League. And also they're going to use some of John Williams' original Superman score for Justice League.
Oh, that's cool.
If you're a fan of big comics or superheroes, I actually think that's pretty cool.
Hey, Kara, play that Batman theme again. Here's one thing about Danny Elfman music. It all sounds alike in that it does the... Dun, 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 dun. Every single song that he does.
Dun, 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 yeah, did he do Beetlejuice? I know he did Nightmare Before Christmas.
It sounds like Beetlejuice. It sounds like Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. All of his stuff, like, this does have a Batman feel to it.
But this could also be evil Pee Wee Herman, which he did Pee Wee's Big Adventure, too. That motion,
yeah,
there's always like a...
He did a lot of Tim Burton movies. He also scored Sam Raimi's original Spider-Man film. He's done a lot of work in the last 20 years scoring feature films.
He's no John Williams.
Oingo Boingo, right?
He was in Oingo Boingo, yeah, as a matter of fact.
He actually has a brief cameo playing the band Boingo Boingo in Rodney Dangerfield's 1984 movie Back to School.
No respect. All right, Chuck, what else is going on in movie news today?
One thing about the Justice League I don't like, I haven't seen it, but the CEO of Warner Brothers implemented that the running time of that film had to be under 2 hours. It's 1 minute short of 2 hours. I guarantee the original cut of that film is probably 2 hours and 45 minutes, which you'll see extra footage on the Blu-ray DVD, but the theatrical release is going to be 1 minute shy of 2 hours. Big story broke yesterday, blew up the internet in terms of movies. CNBC reporting that Disney has had discussions to buy 20th Century Fox and Fox Television. If they do that, if that did materialize, boy, they would acquire an amazing amount of movie content and control a lot of different properties going forward. That would be a big game changer if that happened.
All right. Well, Disney's going to own the whole entertainment world, so just kind of get yourself used to it right now. And they'll do it well. They'll do it well. So, it's, go to the movies.
It's the Amazon of movies, right?
It is. It is. All right, Chuck, thank you very much. There's your movie moments with Chuck Curry. Check it out at City Slickers.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.